Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Neil Poland, the president of Mullican Flooring, based in Johnson City. Neil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's always good to be on with you in the morning.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. You've had big news. Yesterday, you announced that you're expanding your operation, and you're going to invest $15 million and hire some new people. Let's get to that in just a minute. Last time I was with you, about a year ago, you were celebrating 30 years in business at a first-class event at the Greenbrier. That was a great time to be together. You brought your distributors in. Mullican, most people should know, one of the top five producers of hardwood flooring. And while you got started 30 years ago making flooring for trucks, you know, you bought a business doing that and ended up converting that. It was mostly unfinished. And then you went to finished. And then now more than half your business is engineered finished, right?
Well, maybe not quite half, but it's certainly the growing part of our business. I mean, the 30th anniversary of the Greenbrier was fantastic. Appreciate you attending, helping us celebrate. I mean, we have PGA professional Ben Crane and Lance Barrow, executive producer of CBS Sports, NFL, and golf. I mean, it was, you know, just super way to bring in all of our vendors, customers, and partners in the business and have a big celebration. No better place than the Greenbrier in West Virginia, which is 10 miles from our Ronceford, West Virginia flooring plant.
That's right. It was over the top, let me just tell you. So another thing I should mention is that, yeah, while you are based in Johnson City, you do have manufacturing locations there and also and two other locations as well, right?
Yes, Johnson City, Tennessee, Norton, Virginia. As I said, Ronceford, West Virginia being the original plant, and then Holland, New York, outside of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. All right, tell us some details around this expansion, if you would.
Well, you know, it's a big plan over 5 years. Mm-hmm. We certainly believe that the fundamentals are good, solid in the economy to springboard the industry further ahead. I mean, if you look at the single family starts, even though we've come out of the bottom of approximately 500,000 a year, you know, they're up to 778,000 last month. That's the annual rate, but way off of the historical average of 1.2 million. And, you know, even if we don't get back to 1.2 million in the next 5 years, I got to believe we're going to break a million, and I believe that's going to result in a lot of growth in the industry. And, you know, as you've read so much in the home building and building products segment, that there's a labor shortage. You know, we want to be out in front ahead of it. That's why we have this 5-year plan, and, you know, we're moving forward with that.
Mm-hmm. And some of the details, I got actually a press release from the state of Tennessee. They're real proud of the fact that they've sat down with you and worked out an arrangement, but it's a 126,000 square foot warehouse. And over the period of time, it's going to be a total, you think, of 200 new jobs, right?
Yes. And kind of give you how it works. Mm-hmm. We purchase another warehouse about a mile down the road,
yeah,
so that we could relay out our existing 300,000 foot plus manufacturing facility here in Johnson City,
yeah,
by moving a lot of our raw materials, finished goods, and work in process inventory to this other location and put in another production line and, you know, expand the plant in the future. So it's you know, it's a master plan. As I've said, we're a little bit ahead of it right now, although we will probably be hiring in the range of 50 to 80 employees in 2016, and all systems are go for the future. I mean, this is really related to shifting of product mix from unfinished to pre-finished, mm-hmm, and from engineered imported to engineered U.S. manufactured. Those, you know, those are the drivers of the growth at this plant here in Johnson City.
All right. You know, I came up there and toured your facility, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago when you had just converted some of your engineered that you were sourcing in Asia and you were moving production there to Johnson City. So you're going to continue to move more and more of that production there to USA-made facility, right?
You know, there's always going to be opportunities to have partners in Asia to make certain products that for whatever reason don't fit U.S. production. But within our business, we are converting more and more of the typical pre-finished engineered hardwood flooring products to U.S. manufactured here in Johnson City.
All right. So you mentioned about the builder business. Let me just ask you, as you look at your business this year, tell us about conditions.
You know, it's just edging ahead slightly. I mean, single-digit growth. We're not really firing on all cylinders as an industry or the economy, although I do believe hard surface flooring continues to take share from soft surfaces, and wood flooring is the number one product in the consumer's eyes. They're always going to desire to have a wood floor first, and it's our challenge to meet that demand with styles, colors, finishes, and wood flooring product that performs well in the home.
You know, one question I've got for you is you've got some new competition, obviously on the more expensive end or equally expensive in the ceramic market. They've got a product now that looks like wood. And then on the lower end, you've got this LVT product, which is a more realistic imitation than it's ever been. So it's kind of interesting how everybody wants to make a wood product, isn't it?
You know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. I mean, we just continued. If you go back to the Pergo introduction in the 90s, we were flattered by laminate copying all the wood visuals, and it's probably helped fuel the growth of the hardwood flooring industry, just the exposure of the wood visual, and I think that these other looks will continue to do so.
And there's nothing like the real thing, though, right?
That's right. Upgrades the value of the home, clean and hypoallergenic, all those good things.
Yeah, and actually lasts forever. I mean, the life cycle of a wooden floor is usually the life of the building, right?
It'll outlast the home. I'll go with that one.
Yeah, all right. And you're perfectly located, I mean, because there's a lot of hardwood right outside of your door, isn't there?
You know, whether it's the state of Tennessee, nearby states of North Carolina, Virginia, and Kentucky, or see, West Virginia is a tremendous source of hardwoods, and you know, I believe all of the education that the industry has done, the NWFA over the last 10 years of promoting our RPP program and making sure that the designers and trade leaders understand that hardwood flooring is a product that's very healthy for sustaining our hardwood forests long term.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, congratulations on your news about your expansion. It's good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Neil Poland, the president of Mullican Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and Floordaily.net.